Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Simeon was a righteous and devout man looking forward to the consolation of Israel. Consolation, comfort, solace. Anybody here today looking for a little consolation, a little comfort, a little solace? I mean, life can come at you. Wouldn't it just feel great if you knew that in this place, Jesus was right next to you, putting his arm around you, loving you, saying, "You are my dear daughter, you are my dear son, my brother, my sister, and I love you. And you know what? It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay." It's nice to hear, but it's hard to see because, like I said, life comes at us. Suddenly, there's no more Kobe Bryant or others in that terrible helicopter crash. An impeachment trial without witnesses. Interesting. More government bans against countries with people of color coming to this country. Republicans against Democrats, Democrats against Republicans. The coronavirus becoming an epidemic. I'm not going to go on, okay? I don't want to depress you anymore, but the world comes at us. We get the picture. So you can understand a need for solace, for compassion, for consolation. So we understand that what was Simeon was looking for in the house of God, he was looking for the Messiah. And for many, many years, Simeon was in that house of God, praying and looking and praying that this promise of the Messiah would be fulfilled. But nothing happened. Nothing happened. Israel was still occupied by the Romans, and they were cruel, and they were vicious, and they crucified, and they raped, and they killed, and they were not good people. Israel still was divided between the rich and the poor, between the Pharisees against the Sadducees, against the Judeans, against the Galileans, and everybody hated the Samaritans. So it was a very critical and crisis-oriented society. Nevertheless, what did Simeon do? Day after day, month after month, year after year, till he was old and gray, he prayed for Israel's salvation. And he waited, and he waited, and he waited, and he trusted, and he waited. And then, one day, it happened. Praying in the house of God, praying in the temple and listening, looking, being open to the Holy Spirit of God, it happened. Imagine the joy, the rapture, the tears that Simeon had looking at a baby, kind of like a little younger than you, Gracie, and holding that baby in his arms and the tears of joy. Imagine that he was looking at the consolation of Israel after all those years of praying and hoping and wishing and listening. And the joyful emotion that Simeon proclaimed, "Now, Master, you may let your servant," or actually the word is slave, "go in peace, for your word has been fulfilled." God's promise was kept. Simeon lived to see it. God was good. God kept his promise. It took a while, but he kept his promise. And Simeon said, "At last, now I have seen him. I have held him in my arms. Now I can leave this world in peace because I know that God has come to save my people and to save me. Then the prophet Anna, 84 years old, being a widow for many, many years, praying and hoping, just like Simeon, she saw the same Messiah, and she praised God, and she couldn't contain herself and went out and shared the good news with all the people who were looking for the redemption of Israel. The Messiah had come. Right there and then, Simeon and Anna, they knew that everything was going to be okay. They saw their salvation. Oh, yes, there were still Roman soldiers there. Oh, yes, the Pharisees fought with the Sadducees and the Judeans with the Galileans, and everybody couldn't stand the Samaritans. That didn't change. No, Simeon and Anna knew they didn't know when salvation would happen. They didn't know how salvation would happen. They didn't know all the details. But that didn't matter. They knew that it would happen, and that was given good enough for them. That they saw the Messiah and they knew somehow God was going to work for the good for all people. And they believed it. And they received at that moment, through the power of God's Holy Spirit, the peace of mind. They received the consolation that they prayed for. And they knew the peace of God that passes all understanding. It kept their hearts and minds in that baby, Jesus. In the midst of the crisis, in the midst of the cares, in the midst of the dangers of their own situation. Well, we can identify with Simeon, we can identify with Anna. We too have crisis and we have chaos today. And God knows. God knows. God knows what's in your heart. He knows your anxiety at times, your fear. He knows your anguish. God hears your prayers. Don't think your prayers are not heard. He might not answer right away, but like Simeon prayed and God heard, he hears your prayers. And God knows your concerns. He knows what wakes you up 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning with concerns. He knows that. So today, let him console you. Let him console you just as he consoled Simeon and Anna. Let God love you. Let God and Jesus Christ put his arm around you and hold you close. Just like Grandma and Mommy are holding Gracie close right now and whispering in your ear, I love you. You are precious. You are mine. It's going to be okay. Today, in this house of the Lord, in this St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Jesus Christ is here. He is in our midst. The Holy Spirit is here. Like Simeon and Anna, let the Holy Spirit fill you. Open your hearts. Open your minds. Believe. You will find Jesus today, not in a baby, but you will find Jesus today in this place, in bread and wine, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, given and shed for you, all of you, and you individually, personally, for you. And when you receive communion, think today, think about old Anna, think about old Simeon as you hold the bread and wine in your hands. Think about their prayer, about this righteous man and this righteous woman. And just as Simeon did in the bread and wine, take Jesus into your hands. Take Jesus into your hearts. He is here to bring salvation and consolation to you. Oh no, oh no. You might not know how or when. You might know the details, but the details don't matter right now. Christ is here. He said, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Christ is here. Christ is with you, and Christ is in you. All is well. In the long run, in Christ, everything will be okay. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, today our eyes have seen your salvation. Help us to be open to your Holy Spirit so that we may be filled with the peace that passes all understanding. Help us surrender to you so that we may know in our hearts your salvation. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith, hope, and love in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.